Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Always love Thursdays on the show, giving out nothing but picks, analysis, insight. We'll get to all of that in college football. Week 4, Cole Thompson standing by. Get his thoughts on the upcoming slate. I'll also give out my 5 favorite plays for the weekend. We'll dive into NFL Week 3. Got a lot of bets on the card that I like in the NFL as well. We got Patriots and Jets kicking off tonight at MetLife. Got some bets in that game. Couple of props that I like. Got Matt Horner joining us later on in the show for Model Making Money. And then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Send in all your questions and comments. You guys did a great job of that yesterday. Got in a lot of questions. So hopefully do that again. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. All right, let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Cole Thompson joins us. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered as well. Cole, let's start with a big game in the Big 12 between Utah and Oklahoma State. We have seen this line flip-flop throughout the week, and it's because nobody knows the status of Cam Rising, Utah's quarterback. We don't know if he's playing. We don't know if he's not playing. Does it matter for you whether or not he plays? Are you waiting till game time to make an official pick, or do you already have your mind made up on who you like between Oak State and Utah?
My mind's not made up because I don't think Vegas's mind is made up. You could easily see this line flip in favor of the Cowboys if you don't get Cam Rising out there. Currently at a 2.5-point line, it could stay with the Cowboys. It could flip right back to Cam Rising if the Utes are playing. Here's been the most disappointing thing for Oklahoma State, though. Alan Bowman is finding ways to win you football games. And that's not to take a shot at a seventh-year quarterback that's getting his MD in college football, but it's more so a shot at this offensive line that is the most veteran group I have ever seen in the history of the sport. And you're just not watching Ollie Gordon take flight in the open field. They're not able to create running opportunities. He's averaging less than 59 yards per game. And I think that that's really a hindrance when you go face off against a Kyle Whittingham team. Yes, there are some questions when it comes to how is Isaac Wilson going to run this offense if he's got to play in a hostile atmosphere like Boone Pickens Stadium. But there's also the fact that you just don't get right against Kyle Whittingham defenses. The Utes are one of these teams to where they find a way to capitalize. They find a way to make you turn the ball over and create opportunities. And I think that's where my heart lies right now. There's a gut feeling that regardless of who is the quarterback for Utah, it's Kyle Whittingham. We've seen this narrative play out before. Mike Gundy, if he's able to keep this thing close going into the fourth quarter, might finally get number zero to blast off. But I just haven't been impressed with the offensive line of Oklahoma State. I'm going to take Utah +2.5 right now. I think if they win outright.
All right, very good. What about in the big house, Cole? We got USC traveling to Ann Arbor to take on the Wolverines. Man, if you bet this game in the summertime and you got a USC ticket, I mean, they were as big as like 13-point underdogs, 10-point underdogs in the summer. Now they're 6-point favorites against the Wolverines on Saturday. You're getting USC, one of the biggest surprises up to this point in the season, versus Michigan, one of the more disappointing teams. Cole, what are your thoughts on this game between USC and Michigan?
I think that we're talking about the two teams that are the biggest surprise and the biggest disappointment. USC last year with Caleb Williams and the offensive personnel that they had probably would have been a college football playoff contender right alongside Oregon and Washington if they had a serviceable defense. Their defense right now ranks number 18 in scoring, number 4 in red zone opportunities, and number 55 overall. That's good enough to, I think, keep you in play for most of the regular season of at least being a dark horse for a 12-team playoff. And you know that Lincoln Riley speaks quarterback, and he's doing it once again with Miller Moss. But I think the other part that's really important here to realize, PJ, is that Michigan kind of showed who they are offensively by naming Alex Orji at quarterback. It's not a mobile quarterback that can throw. It's a running back that can throw. That's really what you got in Alex Orji. So you're going to have to play this mean bully football that just comes down to the wire, that where you trust Donovan Edwards to create opportunities, where you find ways to see this team be able to be that bully mentality that we saw last year. You're going to have your defense step up in the trenches. They're going to have to create opportunities. My big question mark has nothing to do with the offense at this point. It's who's going to step up in the secondary opposite of Will Johnson. I do think that playing in the big house does give you a slight advantage for beating the spread. And so I'm going to take Michigan with the points at +6. I think that the offense gets a little tripped up whenever it comes to USC. And I think that USC wins, but it's one of those games where you see enough from Michigan to where you're not going to say they can't hold their own against quality competition in the Big Ten.
All right, very good. Game of the week is going to be in Norman, Oklahoma, Cole. Tennessee, their first SEC, Nico's first SEC road game ever that he's played in, going up against the Sooners, top 15 matchup. The total has dropped in this game from 61 at the opener all the way to 57.5. We got Tennessee favored by 7. What are your thoughts on Vols and Sooners on Saturday?
So, Vols Twitter, stop saying this to us. We all know that Nico has played in a road environment. They were neutral site games. He has not played in an environment like Norman, Oklahoma in the fourth quarter. So now that we've gotten that out of the way and we're done trying to create this narrative that doesn't exist, it's a big test for both sides. For Oklahoma, you haven't been healthy on the offense at all, but this was the week where kind of you were pinpointing to get players back. Angel Anthony, Nick Anderson, several offensive linemen. I think you got to establish the run. The leading target right now on the ground is Jackson Arnold, and it's not by quarterback design plays. It's because he literally is running for his life against competition that you figured you would be able to beat the spread multiple times. Houston, Tulane, Temple. And then if you're Tennessee, I think this is a game where you're going to have to see Nico kind of grow up a little bit. It's not that Dylan Sampson can't win on the ground. He absolutely can, but I don't think you're going to get these 200-yard performances that we have seen in the past where he's just been able to be the X factor. And for some Tennessee fans, they're saying, good, we want to see Nico sling it around the yard. I don't know if either one of these offenses has truly opened up their playbook, which is why I think that this is going to be a game where you see it go back and forth. The environment of Norman is going to create opportunities for turnovers, and I do think that when you look at what Jackson Arnold can be, this might be the matchup of the two best quarterbacks in the SEC going into 2025. I think this is actually a very high-scoring game. It goes down to the wire, but in the fourth quarter, I think you're going to see Jackson Arnold make a mistake. I'm trusting my gut in this one. I'm taking Oklahoma at +7, but I do think Tennessee walks away with the dub. Josh Heupel gets his revenge against his former team.
All right, very good. So those are the three marquee games of the weekend, Cole. Any other games that stick out to you? Any other bets that you love this week?
Yeah, I think that when you look at the game between Kansas State and BYU, this is a very big trap matchup. You know, you're coming off of a marquee win against Arizona. You want to be in the conversation of having the ability to play for a Big 12 championship and make the college football playoff. But there's something about BYU's defense that has really stood out to me for the last 3 weeks. They're 3-0 for a reason. Kalani Sitake has this team playing with momentum. And this might be a moment where you actually see the Cougars kind of say, hey, much like Arizona State, we're here, we mean business. I think the Arizona State game is going to be really interesting against Texas Tech. But my favorite bet of the week is actually USF +16.5 against Miami. Miami is going to get this conversation of who have we played? Who have we played? And they've done well against inferior competition. But also when you look at USF, the ability that Alex Golish has to get this team prepared against top 25 matchups, the Alabama game, don't let that score fool you. It was down to the wire until the last 5 minutes. And then when USF decided to kick the field goal, it was kind of like waving the white flag and saying, okay, we impressed. Let's go ahead and just get you the win and you get the cover, the spread. I think that might be the case in Raymond James Stadium. Remember, USF is playing host here. And what happened last season when a top five team or a top 10 team marched on into their backyard and it was down to the wire? I think that when you look at Miami, they're going to walk away with the win. But Alex Golish is a power four coach in waiting. I will not be shocked if he gets phone calls from multiple SEC schools this offseason. He's got a roster that I think will keep this thing at least interesting going into the fourth. So I'm taking the Bulls at plus 16.5.
All right, very good. I tried to fade South Florida last week thinking that maybe it'd be a sandwich spot between Bama and Miami. Did not work out. Their offense is really, really good. And Cole, as we were talking off air before the show started, this would be the kind of game that a Mario Cristobal team could potentially struggle with. So I like it there with the Bulls, plus 16.5. He's Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered. Joins us on Thursdays here on Send It In. Always great stuff. Cole, great talking to you, buddy. Enjoy your week and look forward to next week when we got Bama and Georgia. Going to be fun.
Let's have chaos this week, PJ. Bye, guys.
Let's do it. Cole Thompson joining us on Send It In. All right, it's time for the PJ Pick 5 now as I give out my five favorite bets in college football for Week 4. A lot of underdogs on the card this week, folks. We're going to start in Annapolis, Maryland. We're going to take Navy plus 9.5 against Memphis on Saturday. I've been talking about this game throughout the week. When Memphis's schedule came out, the game that they circled first, the game that they were most looking forward to, was their matchup against Florida State. Well, they win that game. They win it at the end. They beat the Seminoles. They're in the driver's seat. Chance to make the college football playoff, be the Group of Five champion. And now after that win against Florida State, you got to take a road trip and you got to go face Navy. He's going to be chopping at your legs for 3 hours as they run that wishbone and they run their offense. If there was ever a team that you would never want to play after a big emotional win, I would think it's got to be a military academy team with the discipline that they have on offense and the execution that they have. If you don't have a good week of practice and you're not watching film study and you're not locked in and you don't know your assignments, it can get tough. We'll take Navy plus the 9.5 against Memphis. I also like Louisiana plus 3 against Tulane. We gave this pick out yesterday on our social media channels here on BetQL. Think it's a tough scheduling spot for Tulane, coming off two really tough games against Kansas State, who they had on the ropes at home leading in the second half, lose that game. And then they were in a tight ball game with Oklahoma last week in Norman and lost that game. So you played Kansas State, you play Oklahoma. Now you got to go on the road and play Louisiana, who's 2-0 this season. They're coming off of a bye week. Really haven't seen too much from Louisiana. The spread's gone down from 3.5 to 3. I just don't know if Tulane's going to really get up for 3 games in a row. We'll take Louisiana plus the 3. Also, give me Middle Tennessee plus 14.5 against Duke. We've been talking about this play all week. Anytime I can get a Power 4 team out of the ACC, SEC, Big 12, whatever it may be, and they go on the road and they play a true road game at a Group of 5 team like Duke's doing with Middle Tennessee this week, like Vandy did with Georgia State last week when they lost outright, like Utah did against Utah State when the Aggies covered for us, I'll always take the Group of 5 team because they're going to get up for these games, right? When they go up against a team out of the ACC, they're fired up about it. They're looking forward to it. They're going to empty the playbook. They're going to run trick plays. They're going to do everything they can to try and win the game. Whereas teams like Duke, you don't really know if they're going to get up for this game. You don't know what kind of effort you're going to get. You don't know if Duke's looking ahead to North Carolina. So when I'm betting on a favorite like Duke, I want to make sure that they're going to be focused, that they're going to be running ready to go, that they're going to try and run up the score. I don't know if Duke's going to try and do that against Middle Tennessee, where I know Middle Tennessee is absolutely going to empty the chamber in this game. We'll go with the Blue Raiders plus the points. I also like Georgia Tech plus the 10 against Louisville on Saturday. Louisville's got Notre Dame on deck. They upset the Irish last season. If they beat them again next Saturday, they could knock Notre Dame out of the college football playoff. Definitely think there's some look ahead as well. Also, I just don't think these two teams are as much different from them, really, from a personnel standpoint. I think both teams are very well coached. Jeff Brohm for Louisville and then Brent Pry for Georgia Tech. But I really like Georgia Tech plus the 10 here. You're getting a key number. Their offense is very difficult to defend against. I think there's a chance they could win this game outright potentially as well. So I'll take the Yellow Jackets plus the 10. And then finally, my fifth pick, we'll go with the favorite, Oklahoma State minus 2.5 against Utah. I don't really care if they say that Cam Rising is going to play and Utah goes back to being the favorite and we get a bad number. I think Oklahoma State wins this game by 3 points or more. Honestly, if Cam Rising does play, it might even help Oklahoma State a little bit. How many times do we see in college football or the NFL, they try and rush a quarterback back to playing and they look like a shell of themselves? They're honestly a detriment to their team out there. And Cam Rising is at his best when he's mobile and he's running the football and he's picking up those extra 6 or 7 yards with his leg. I don't know if he's going to be that same Cam Rising. Utah is not the same kind of team we're accustomed to on the line of scrimmage. As Cole mentioned, Oklahoma State needs to get Ollie Gordon going. They really haven't up to this point. But Mike Gundy, in these coin flip type games, when the spread is 3 points, whether he's a favorite or he's a dog, he's normally really good in these coin flip type games. If you watch the show, you know I liked Oklahoma State to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the season. Big reason being, I thought they would win this game. I'll ride with Oak State minus the 2.5 against Utah. So those are our five favorite plays in college football this week, folks. Four underdogs, Navy, Louisiana, Middle Tennessee, and Georgia Tech. And then give me Oklahoma State minus the 2.5 against Utah. Moving over to the NFL now, as it's time for the PJ Pick 5. In the NFL, we will start with my favorite bet. It's going to be on Monday night, the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 5.5 against the Buffalo Bills. Bills have some injuries to their defense, which I'm a little bit concerned about, but I also think we're getting some good value here on the Jags, a team that very easily should be 1-1 this season. If Travis Etienne doesn't fumble against the Dolphins, they probably win that game. Cleveland really didn't look good against the Jags, even though they were able to win that matchup. They only converted 2 third downs. They had 13 penalties in that game. So desperate Jacksonville team. Doug Peterson's on the hot seat. Trevor Lawrence needs to play well. And these are just a good buy low and sell high spot on both of these teams. A spot that I really like betting in the NFL that we get with not only Jacksonville, but we get with Philadelphia as well, is teams that lose at home the previous week as favorites and then go on the road next week as an underdog. Normally a very profitable system. We've talked about this throughout the show. Cleveland in week one lost outright to Dallas at home. Then they go on the road and beat Jacksonville as an underdog. Look at what the Bengals did week one against New England. They lose outright. And then they go and should have beaten Kansas City, but they cover that spread. And then Atlanta, same thing with them. They lose week one outright to the Steelers, and then they come back on Monday night and beat Philadelphia. So Jacksonville's in the same spot. They lost last week outright as a favorite to Cleveland. Now they go on the road this week, plus 5.5, an 0-2 team that absolutely needs a win. We'll take the Jags plus the points. Also love the Philadelphia Eagles plus 2.5 against the New Orleans Saints. There were some threes that popped up. They still might be out there. I kind of think the Eagles win this game outright. I think we are overreacting way too much to what we've seen out of the New Orleans Saints. Week one against the Panthers, obviously their offense was great. And I think a lot of us wanted to see if they could replicate that again. Well, they did against Dallas, and their offense was awesome. And now after two games, it just feels like everybody's just made up their mind that the Saints' offense is going to be a juggernaut the entire season. And the line is pricing it that way. Instead of waiting to see if the Saints can continue to do this, we've just already made up our minds that the Saints are going to be a great offensive team all year. If Saquon catches that pass against Atlanta, the conversation, the perception around Philly right now is totally different. The look-ahead line in this game before week two was the Eagles minus 2.5, and now the Saints are 2.5-point favorites. Certainly, you have to upgrade New Orleans after their performance against Dallas, but it feels like the Eagles are being downgraded a little bit. I know A.J. Brown is out. I just think this line's way too high. I think it should be closer to a pick 'em. I'll take the points with the Eagles. Also, give me the Ravens on the money line, minus 115 at the Cowboys. Lamar Jackson is 20-1 against the NFC. The Ravens are 0-2. They need a win, and they're great bouncing back after tough losses. The last two or three years, Baltimore has had a knack for blowing some big leads in the fourth quarter in the second half. They always bounce back the following week. But this really is just a bet on when Lamar Jackson goes up against the NFC. Look at what the Ravens did last year when they played NFC teams. Look at what they did to San Francisco on Christmas. Look at what they did when they played the Lions. Look at what they did when they played Seattle. These teams that only get to see him once every 4 years, when they face him, it's just totally different than the film that they watch or when they see him on TV. I'll take the Ravens on the money line. Also, give me the Titans on the money line, minus 125 against the Packers. Generally in the NFL, when you have a big injury to a quarterback like the Packers did with Jordan Love, you want to back that team in the following game with Malik Willis. But then when you get that second game, I think the Packers are honestly content with the fact that they won their one game with Malik Willis. Probably not going to put out the same effort that they will against Tennessee, who very easily could be 2-0 this season. They absolutely should have won the Bears game. They were right there against the Jets. I don't think the Packers are going to have the same success on the ground that they did against Indy that they will against Tennessee. We'll take the Titans on the money line. And then finally, give me the Lions, -3 at the Cardinals. I just think this is a great buy-low spot on Detroit. I think the battle in the trenches is a big advantage for the Lions with their O-line going up against Arizona's defensive line. And this is also buying in on Dan Campbell and Jared Goff and how good they have been in recent years off of a straight-up loss. The last eight times the Lions have lost the game, the following week, 8-0 against the spread. So when Detroit has lost, they have had the ability to bounce back. I think this is a good number, betting Detroit at the -3. So those are our five plays this week in NFL Week 3. Jags plus the points, Eagles plus the points, Ravens, Titans, money line, and the Lions, -3 against Arizona. All right, let's talk about some of our favorite plays in the NFL for tonight's game between the Patriots and the Jets. Jets are -6 tonight. The total is 38.5. I really don't have a play on the side. The Jets, this is the first time in a while that they've been this big of a favorite against New England. I think you have to go back to when Mark Sanchez was playing quarterback for them. Obviously, New England's been a big surprise so far. They could easily be 2-0 this season. They've been running the ball very efficiently. Their defense has been very good. They haven't been making many mistakes. The Jets have kind of been an up-and-down team this season. I'm staying away from the spread. I think this is a good game to bet props. I would honestly look at both field goal kickers tonight. Joey Sly for the Patriots, Greg Zuerlein for the Jets, over 1.5 field goals for both of those guys. I think it's just going to be an ugly, low-scoring, divisional, short week, a lot of field goals kind of game. So I would look at both of their over 1.5 field goals. I would look at Ramondre Stevenson over 66.5 rushing yards as well. Jets defense has not been as good as I think a lot of us thought it would be so far to start the season. And you have been able to run on them. That's what New England's definitely going to try and do tonight. We'll go Ramondre over rushing yards. And I'd look at Alan Lazard over receiving yards as well, over 29.5. Lazard obviously had the great week one against San Francisco. Didn't do much last week against Tennessee. But with Christian Gonzalez on Garrett Wilson, I think that'll open some things up for Lazard this week or tonight for the Jets. So I like him. And then tonight in college football, App State, 7-point favorites against South Alabama with a total of 62.5. App State favored by 7, and I would lay it with Appalachian State. South Alabama's 1-2 this season. Their only win came up against an FCS team. Their head coach is now the defensive coordinator at Alabama, Kane Womack. So they had to replace their coaching staff, a bunch of their players. Now they got a tough road test on a short week against Appalachian State, who's got a bunch of continuity with their coach, quarterback, a lot of their top guys. So I'll lay the 7 with Appalachian State tonight against South Alabama. All right, a word from our friends at BetMGM, and we've all had our first touchdown bet vulture called back before with BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance. We're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager, and if your player doesn't score but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. Breece Hall, first touchdown tonight, plus 360, might be worth a look. And how does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown score. To be in any NFL game, if your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet, bonus or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. It's a Thursday. We're checking in with Matt Horner, get some of his favorite bets in football for the upcoming weekend. Matt, before we get to some of your favorite plays, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Yeah, so actually I'm going to give you a play this weekend that the Motto loves in college football. We're going to go with Penn State minus 49 against Kent State. The Motto has them favored by a whopping 60 points in this game against Kent State. I find it hilarious. The total is 55.5, and they are 49-point favorites in this game. God bless Kent State. They are 6 points is expected out of them in this game. But yeah, the Motto, we're going with Penn State here, minus 49 points against poor Kent State.
Wow. I don't know if I've ever seen that before, Matt. A spread that insane. Big with the total that small. That really is insane. So that'll be a game to keep an eye out this weekend. Matt, what about yourself? Any bets for today? MLB, NFL, college football, anything you like for tonight?
Yeah, going to the Thursday game tonight, Patriots and the Jets. I'm probably going to be on the Patriots in this game. I'm going to wait a little bit to see if I can get a better number on the spread than 6. Most of the time, money comes in on the favorite later towards kickoff, so I'm going to see if I can get a 6.5 again or maybe even a 7 if there's a lot of money coming in on the Jets. I expect the public to be on the Jets because, let's face it, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's still Aaron Rodgers. People are still going to bet him going up against a Patriots team that has been great. Well, not great, I wouldn't say, but they've been much better than expected. We'll say that. But the public's still not going to think they're better than the Jets. So I probably will be on the Patriots, but I'm going to wait for a better number. And I'll probably be on the over here at 38.5. Everybody's expecting this to be a snooze fest. You know, nobody thinks there's going to be a ton of points. Thursday night football, I'll probably bet the over at 38.5 just because the general perception is a low scoring game.
Fair enough. Any other NFL games that you like this week, whether it be Sunday game, Monday night game? What are some of your favorite bets in week 3?
Yeah, so last Sunday I went 10-1 on my NFL bets. Absolutely wow. Crushed the books. Yeah, it was total destruction. I'm a guy, as I always say, I bet what the sports books want, and the sports books absolutely cashed in huge on Sunday with all those upsets, so I did as well. This weekend, I love the bets that you proposed there. As I said, we agree a lot when it comes to spread betting in the NFL. Titans minus 1.5. Absolutely love that. Nobody is going to want to bet the Titans after their 0-2 start. Will Levis, everybody thinks he's terrible, terrible mistakes, terrible interceptions, blah, blah, blah. Green Bay coming off a win, as I had last week here against the Colts. So nobody's going to want them as a favorite. So that means I am going to back them as a favorite here against Green Bay. And another one you said, the Eagles plus 3. They're plus 2.5 now. I think they're going to win outright, as you were just talking about before. People are on the Saints bandwagon now after that huge victory they had over the Dallas Cowboys this past weekend. Their offense has been red hot, scoring a billion points. The Eagles lost to the Falcons. Everybody was on the Eagles in that game, so they're disappointed, obviously, with the Eagles start. So give me the plus 3 with the Eagles, and I think they're going to win the game outright against the Saints in their hot start.
I agree. That game's going to be really fun. Philadelphia coming off that tough loss, and obviously how New Orleans offense has looked the first couple weeks. How about in college football, Matt? Anything that sticks out to you? Anything that you bet or maybe you're considering in week 4 of college?
Yeah, so this one might fly under the radar a little bit for people, but Buffalo plus 14 against NIU. NIU beat Notre Dame the last time we saw them, and anytime you have a team like NIU with a massive 28-point upset against a top 5 ranked team, then the public the next week is going to be all over that team because, oh my God, they beat Notre Dame. Unbelievable. Fantastic. They're laying 14 against Buffalo here. I will take the 2 touchdowns with Buffalo. Just, you know, one of those spots where it's a perfect letdown spot after that huge win. And I always like to bet the opposite team after that. So give me Buffalo plus 14 against NIU.
Absolutely love it. Matt Horner joined us here on Send It In. It was great stuff for us here on BetQL. Matt, enjoy your weekend. Good luck on all your picks, and we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, BJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, before we give out some of our favorite plays for today, I see some questions in the chat. B Mills, couple of props for tonight. PJ, Braylon Allen, over 8.5 receiving yards. Obviously had a great game against the Titans with those 2 touchdowns. And then Hunter Henry, anytime touchdown at 5-1. Hunter Henry, I do like that price. I know it's going to be very popular, but Brissett has really liked him the first 2 weeks. And getting that 5-1 price, I would definitely bet that. Braylon Allen, the receiving yards, like, that just feels like it's a little low. I mean, he could easily get that in one catch. So I would only bet the over. I certainly wouldn't bet the under. Probably stay away from that one, but the Hunter Henry play I do like. And then you also want to know Rutgers plus 3.5 against Virginia Tech, Arkansas plus 3 against Auburn. I like Auburn against Arkansas. It's not probably an official play. That's the way I lean. They're making the quarterback change. I expect them to play well. And then Rutgers and Virginia Tech, I like the under in that game. Probably would lean Rutgers as well. Low scoring game. I'll take the points with the underdog and Rutgers. As for today, Nico Horner is going to be our pick in going streaking against Patrick Corbin. 4-for-10 against Corbin in his career. Nico also enters today with a 6-game hitting streak, so he will be our play in going streaking. Prop lock, as I mentioned, Joey Sly, Greg Zuerlein, both kickers I think are good options tonight. I'll take the Pats kicker over 1.5 field goals at -110. Dog of the day is going to be Navy plus the 9.5 against Memphis. I'm expecting a letdown from Memphis going up against the Wishbone and Navy. I'll take the Midshipmen plus the points. Shawnee Sharp is riding with his Bears on the money line against Indianapolis. He's going to be at the game. He's hoping to will his team to victory. And I will take the Tennessee Titans on the money line against the Green Bay Packers. I think it's an awesome spot to bet Tennessee. Underrated team. I think they get the win against the Pack on Sunday. Once again, our best bets for today. Nico Horner's our pick in going streaking facing Patrick Corbin. Joey Sly over 1.5 field goal is going to be our prop lock. Navy plus 9.5 against Memphis is our dog of the day. And give me the Titans on the money line against the Packers, one of my favorite bets in week 3 of the NFL. Thanks again to Cole Thompson, Matt Horner for joining us. Nick Ashew will be with you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your week. Good luck on all your bets. See y'all Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.